The we were talking now about this server, and one thing that struck me is the angle with which the handle comes into the blade. That seems like one that holds so that when you have something in the blade, it's very balanced.
It does. It balances beautifully, and this curve here keeps things from sliding back down as you go in under them.
Mm-hmm.
And steadies them so that they don't rock around on the thing.
Mm-hmm. And those little points, they look to be simply decoration in the rear of the blade. Would they help to hold things a bit?
No, that's just decoration.
As is the openings. Of course, they're useful too.
That's very good, especially on things like asparagus, because it drains it as it's coming up.
Right.
We very often make tablespoons if we put designs in for draining peas and things of that type. So this is the same idea.
Sure.
Serving, you need to get most of the moisture off so it doesn't flood the plate.
Well, why don't we go through you, I know you lecture quite a lot on the making of silver, and you have here various stages you would go through in making what looks to be something like a 4.5-inch bowl, something in that order.
That's the 5.5-inch adaptation of a Revere bowl.
Okay. The Revere bowl was a type you made quite a lot.
That seemed to be a very popular, especially around this area.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most popular types of bowls that we make.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a 5.5-inch bowl, and to start, we use a circle of silver that is 7 inches in diameter. And the work that we do is to draw the silver in by raising on an anvil to bring this down to the diameter that's supposed to be at the top. That is compressing the silver into itself, making it thicker at the top than it was when we started. Now the first thing we do is put a line around from the center out to approximately 1/4 inch outside the foot. And that's where we're going to start raising. And this being the English method that Mr. Stone taught us, we do it by crimping. By crimping, I mean holding it over a forked piece of wood and making flutes all the way around.
So it looks something like a pie tin.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the reason for doing that is so that when you put it on the head that you're going to raise on, and we raise on a head in an anvil, the head will rest on the two flutes on the inside, and we drive the outside down to meet it.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, we bring it up to an even angle all the way around. And one of the reasons that we do it by this method is that if we held it on the anvil in the plain flat circle and started hammering, the anvil would thin the corner of the stock where you were hammering. And this way, it's not hitting solid on the anvil, so it does not thin this corner at all.
It is hitting this head.
That's right. We're hitting this down to the head. But the other method, you would have to hold it up at an angle and dig right in with a sharp mallet to start raising it.
And there's quite a risk in that?
Well, it isn't so much of a risk if you're careful, but it is possible to damage it to a certain extent. And we prefer to thicken the stock rather than to have any part of it get thinner.
So even the